My question is, are all Prius drivers awful?
I've found that a set of parameters defines how terrible a driver is. First of all, often a Prius. Secondly, if it's...
Why? But is that an exaggeration about Priuses?
No,
because that's
it doesn't
what
seem
I've...
like it. Yeah. And if they're a large, white vehicle... That's even worse. If
that's
they
a
are
worse driver?
Weirdly bulbous shape, like a bizarre shape.
We're talking about the people or the cars?
You sure, both.
Okay.
Then even worse. And if they have Colorado plates, you're done. You're doomed.
Really?
Yeah, that's the set of parameters.
I've not noticed that.
To get away from.
All I noticed was the Prius, and I can't imagine that that's not an exaggeration.
There has to be good
Prius drivers.
No, I don't think so. Doesn't seem like it. Hey, I almost forgot to ask you. Something occurred to me yesterday.
By the way, it's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin just looking.
That's right. Yesterday, you had offhand mentioned something about being chased out of the red light district in Amsterdam.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to pursue that a little further.
Yes.
What was the story on that exactly?
Well, the red light district in Amsterdam is where the prostitutes are.
Sure. Yeah, legally.
It's legal there.
Hey, come on in the windows. It's very strange and entertaining. And
however, they all have, I assume, legal pimps.
Okay, right, sure.
And they get very upset when someone takes a picture.
Right.
And
will literally
come running out after you.
Their manager doesn't appreciate you taking photographs of them?
No, at all.
I did not know
only,
that.
Not only doesn't appreciate, but
will
runs after. Literally chased.
And this is back probably...
I was running on foot. Like, oh my God, I'm going to get beat up in Amsterdam.
This is back probably when you had not a phone camera either. This is probably like, what kind of camera were you using?
Probably I had an external camera, probably.
I don't even
remember.
I mean, how could they possibly enforce it now? That's hilarious, dude. Did you get away?
Ran after me.
Is that why you have all those bruises still?
Oh, listen. No, I'm wily.
Broken arm?
I'm wily.
You got out of that.
I can't be caught.
And then 20 minutes later, you circled around and went back, right?
Maybe. Maybe. I don't want to talk about it.
All right, that was yesterday.
Let's talk about today, shall we?
Yes.
Did you know that Ozzy Osbourne failed his driving test?
No.
19 times.
Ozzy! That's awesome.
Doesn't that sort of make you love him more?
Yes. Yes, it does. That's awesome, man.
I'm going to play an interview with him where he talks about failing his driving test.
Fantastic.
With Howard Stern.
Oh, nice.
From Sirius.
I love Howard.
And he was interviewing him, and he was like, so 19 times. And at one point, the guy wouldn't even get the car with him.
Oh, my God, really?
The guy that's supposed to rate whether he's good enough to get a driver's license.
Wouldn't
get the car with him. And at another point, while he had the guy in the passenger seat, fell asleep at a light.
Ozzy fell asleep waiting for a during his driving test.
Yes.
That means you fail? That's bad news.
Yes.
That. Oh, that's awesome.
And then the phone topic will be you failed because you were high. It could be any
sure.
number of things. You failed at work.
Are you insinuating Ozzy was not sober?
Ozzy.
How dare you, sir?
Ozzy was insinuating that he was not.
Okay.
He wasn't even insinuating. He was just saying.
I can't wait to hear that interview. That's awesome.
Florida is still hilarious.
Indeed.
Woman tried to buy a baby.
In Florida?
No, it's a different story.
Oh, okay.
It may have been in Florida. I don't
know. Probably easier to buy them in Florida.
And there's an unknown planet that is sending us signals.
Oh, really?
And I know you love yourself.
I do.
Yeah, some space. The final frontier.
And all that crap.
So we will talk about that coming up as well on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
In a hideously ugly day. Black.
I know.
Clear.
It's beautiful.
Ugh, no clouds.
I love days like this.
Warm.
I need days like this 362 days out of the year.
Damn it.
I'll give you 3 days of rain.
You almost made me throw out a foul word with that
because
idea.
Because we need it.
I understand
we need it.
How dare you?
But they can't be two in a row. It has to be split up by
well,
this
time. Well, you're in L.A. No problem. That'll never happen.
This kind of weather is the
two
best.
Two in a row of good rainy weather.
In Texas
is
where this next story occurred. A Texas woman allegedly attempted to buy a baby at a Walmart.
Do they sell them now? I didn't know that.
She apparently was shopping at Walmart. Mm-hmm. It was about 100, and, let's see, it's Crockett, Texas, about 150 miles north of Houston.
That means nothing to me.
And there was a, same, okay, but Houston.
Sure, okay, yeah.
It was in January, and there was a woman at Walmart in the self-check aisle who was checking herself out.
Okay.
And she said, I will buy your baby for $250,000.
To someone else in line.
Yeah. To another customer.
It must have been a hell of a baby. Was it like a robot baby, or what was the deal?
I don't know.
$250,000. Now, that's what babies are going for these days.
I don't know. Well, they weren't in this case because the woman said no. But also, wouldn't you be super wary? I mean,
I'd be like, get baby, the hell away from me now.
Yes.
Big time. But I don't have a baby, so I don't know.
So she said, fearing for her safety and her family, she waited for the woman to leave the store before going herself.
Good idea. Good thought. Wow. Right? That's smart. That's very smart.
The woman was in the parking lot, however.
Of course she was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with a machete.
Rebecca
and $250,000 in cash.
Nope. She raised her offer to $500,000.
Wow.
I will give you $500,000.
If you really have $500,000, which she probably didn't, why would you do it that way? I mean, if you're really going to throw the money out,
why
randomly to someone you're just going to freak out?
I don't know, because it doesn't make any sense.
Look, when I purchase babies, I always go to the black market.
This is my plan.
Yeah.
Taylor allegedly also threatened the woman, saying that if the woman wouldn't sell the baby, she was just going to steal the baby anyway. I'm just going to take it.
Of course, which is what she expected, which is why she waited. She should have called the cops right then.
She called the cops.
Yeah. I mean, in the store, like when she said $250,000.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
But also, you don't know if you're dealing with a crazy person.
Or maybe
that crazy person is going to leave.
Yeah.
And you're not really. But after the parking lot, she called 911.
Sure.
She said there was a woman and she was trying to buy my baby. Super odd.
Some weird calls, man.
And police arrested her several days later. She's facing charges related to the sale and purchase of a child. I didn't know that was a thing.
Wow. So she really. So she's in the market. She's a pro at this.
I mean,
she really does buy and sell kids.
I don't think she's a pro, because I don't think your highest chance of buying a baby would be from an adult at Walmart. Like from a parent.
Self-checkout line.
That just doesn't seem like that's going to work the most.
I don't know. They got $40 for me when they bought me.
Sale or purchase of a child is a third-degree felony. And
is that all? Should be a little more than that.
And if convicted, she faces up to 10 years in jail.
Just 10 for selling kids?
Not for selling kids, buying kids.
Okay.
She was the buyer. The mom's not in trouble. The mom didn't sell.
Right. But, I mean, what does she do with them? She keeps them all? She has a plethora of children?
I haven't looked into her personal life.
Why not? Let's call her at home.
I just feel like I know all I need to know about her, which is that she tried to purchase a baby from a parent.
Hey, lady, nice infant. How much for the baby?
I'll give you $500,000. Or I'm going to take them anyway.
Wow. I guess I'd go with the $500,000. You know, if you have to. No, if you have to.
But you don't. The point is you don't.
Oh, well, good.
You call the police and they come and they arrest. No, you don't have to.
Oh, good.
What world are you living in?
I don't know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Florida's funny.
That sounds like a coffee table book.
Sure does. Here's another story that comes out of Florida. Police responded to a 911 call Saturday afternoon about a suspicious person encountered. The guy's name is Eric Bennett. He's 30. He was, officer described him as visibly intoxicated on an unknown substance.
Sure, okay.
So they hadn't checked yet if it was alcohol or drugs or what it was, but they could tell that he was altered greatly.
Mm-hmm.
He had apparently huge bulges in his pockets.
Come on now.
In his shorts.
We don't need to talk about that. Not really, okay.
I've been there, you know. No, and so the cops said, are those weapons?
Sure, of course. He's like, oh, yeah, baby, you can call it that if you want.
No. Oh, okay. He said, no, this is a bag of hypodermic needles.
Okay. You tell the cop. Well, I guess he's going to see it.
So. Yes.
Yeah,
oh, I'm sorry. I forgot a couple of words.
Yeah.
I have hypodermic needles for fishing, is what he said.
You know, if you're really good, though, you can throw them. Just boom, hit that fish, knock it out.
It's like spearfishing.
Exactly.
You have to dive underwater, and then you just throw it as hard as you can.
A hell of a throw, you know, to get underwater to get that momentum.
Or he was lying entirely.
You think?
I have hypodermic needles for fishing.
Wow, for fishing.
Was his answer, yes.
For fishing.
Then he removed the plastic bag with syringes inside and placed it on the hood of the squad car.
Squad car.
He also handed over a cigarette pack, which did not contain cigarettes, but a baggie of fentanyl. and then he didn't say that was for fishing.
They'd walk a mile for those.
Fentanyl, by the way, is, it's, I don't know what they say, 10, 50, whatever, times as strong as morphine. It's,
where do we get this?
Crazy strong.
I need that now.
No, you don't.
Morphine's my favorite thing in the world.
No, I'm saying fentanyl is so much stronger.
Right, so if that's the case,
and a lot of people OD because they think it's about the same.
Yeah.
Shut up, Sluggo. So he handed over the cigarette pack with the baggie of fentanyl, and he said, "I don't want to go to jail." Which is odd, because that's why you go to jail.
Yeah, maybe you push those into your pockets in the first place, then point in saying this
the
now.
The Vero Beach resident was arrested on felony narcotics possession charge and booked into county jail, where he is being held in lieu of $7,500 bond. He is scheduled to be arraigned on February 25th, so they're getting right to him, and has prior convictions for grand theft, DUI, driving without a license, possession of drug paraphernalia, and probation violation.
What about fish and game violations? I bet he's got a few of those. What are you doing to those fish?
He didn't have any other fishing equipment on him, oddly enough. Nothing else.
I want to see a really killer lawyer, except he probably blew it with a fentanyl, but defend him. Be like, you know, there is ways of doing this. My client was really, truly heading
you
out to fish.
Fish yes. with a needle and yes. fentanyl.
Yeah, come on, where's the mouthpiece to step up and get that done? Because that would be amazing.
I hope he can afford them. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo loves anatomy. And that's not anatomy.
Well, I do actually What's like anatomy. Astronomy.
Thank you, astronomy.
And anything space related. But yeah, anatomy Correct. Is pretty hot too.
Yeah. I was reading the journal Nature. You know, I get that.
Okay.
And pretty much memorize it every month. Astronomers spot a mysterious object, quote, unlike anything seen before.
Oh, really? In space.
That's fascinating,
space,
right?
Yeah.
Well. And it's sending signals our way.
What?
A mysterious object, astronomers said, that has been discovered in our, quote, galactic backyard.
Okay.
Now, when they say galactic backyard, they mean about 4,000 light years away.
Really? It's not? Wow, okay.
That's in our galactic yeah. backyard, which is insanity.
Take a little while to get there.
It was detected by a team at the Australia-based International Center for Radio Astronomy Research, who were mapping radio waves in the universe.
Okay. Neat. Listening to
right?
everything out
Love
there
that, right?
and watching
listening and,
looking,
and trying yeah. to figure out what it is.
Very cool.
They believe that the, quote, cosmic flasher, I wish they didn't use that word, because what happens is you see a star and uh-huh. it doesn't disappear. This one disappears and then comes back for like a full 60 right. seconds and then disappears and comes back for a full 60 seconds.
And then I also think I know it's going to be Halloween this year, the cosmic flasher.
Right?
Yeah.
They believe it could be a super dense star or a white dwarf.
Okay.
Collapsed cores of stars.
Sure.
With a powerful magnetic field.
I love that they really don't have any damn
they
idea.
They don't have any idea. No. That's the coolest
thing.
What
the
They're
hell
just
is that
listening
thing?
And trying to figure out what's out there.
Yeah.
In research published Wednesday, scientists described the strange spinning mass, which is said to release an enormous burst of energy every 20 minutes.
Wow.
I was wrong. I thought it was an hour. It's every 20 minutes.
Wow.
They think it might be a magnetar.
Sure.
Which is an incredibly magnetic neutron star.
Okay.
You know the difference between the stars? Because I
Hell
don't.
No.
I don't either.
Nope.
Beaming its radio waves across the galaxy in bouts lasting roughly a minute.
Hmm. Damn.
It's firing out highly polarized radio waves, suggesting that it has a powerful magnetic field.
Is anyone on going?
I wish. I did find some audio to go through, though.
This, oh, sweet.
The International Center for Radio Astronomy Research is in Australia, and they have a website.
Right.
And I found some audio that they have recorded of this.
Oh, nice.
So let's see if we can figure...
Decipher it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I mean, imagine this coming from space.
Like an AM radio.
Yeah, I hear voices.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
I wouldn't think so unless they're picking up Tom Likas or something.
Maybe the internet? Maybe it's coming from the internet or something like that?
The series of feet? You bastard! You bastard! I thought there was something exciting in space, and this is what it is?
This isn't exciting?
Well, it is kind of exciting. Damn you!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know, I don't know if this has ever officially been done, but I want to do it right here, right now, on January 27th, 2022, and declare Ozzy there as the voice of KLOS. Because it started all... I mean, I remember listening to that when I was like 5.
Yeah, true.
And he just is, man. He is rock, as far as I'm concerned.
He is, I agree.
He can do no wrong. But wait, you have something...
I mean, he can do...
Some wrong?
Some wrong. Okay. And is hilarious.
Right.
He was on with Howard Stern on Sirius XM.
Man, I love Howard.
And he was sitting there on the couch giving an interview.
Right.
And Howard found out a statistic, which I find hilarious. And that is that Ozzy, this, I think the interview was in 2010, so I think it was the year before, in 2009, had tried to get his driver's license.
Had to be in England. In L.A.?
No, it was in England.
Oh, okay. Back in the day. Okay.
And he failed his driving test 19 times in a row.
What?
19 times. And then we're going to take your calls about how many times you failed your driving test and why.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how did you do on your first driver's?
I got it. My first time.
Yeah. I nailed it too, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's boring. I failed plenty of other things.
Listen, we weren't Aussie though.
Oh no. 19 times, man. That is awesome.
So how do you fail 19 times?
Can you imagine you're the guy who has to sit in the car with him, and here he comes again, and you're gonna be the driving instructor?
You'll hear something hilarious about that guy.
Okay.
In this interview. It's from SiriusXM and Howard Stern. And this is
Howard. Baba Booey!
And this is Ozzy Osbourne.
In 2009, Ozzy got his driver's license after 19 attempts. 19 driver's tests.
Yeah. I mean, I used to be that stoned. There was two or three occasions.
You would go high to your driving test?
And you wonder why he failed.
I was doing one in England one day. I woke up.
Yeah.
And the door was open. The car was parked.
Yeah.
And there was a note, Mr. Osbourne, you failed. And I suggested I'd try and drive.
You can't show up high to your driving test.
Well,
you know
I was
that.
Nervous.
But I was nervous.
To calm you down a little.
I was nervous.
Yeah, so you gotta, toke out.
But
man.
19 times?
19, sure.
Funny.
You were nervous. Yeah. It makes sense.
I had to take a couple to calm down.
Yeah,
huh?
A couple of drinks and a few lines.
You passed out at a traffic
hold
light.
Hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
And then rewind that.
Yeah.
But, a few drinks and a few lines.
Exactly.
So I think it was more than
first you're trying to calm yourself down.
Sure.
And you're like, wait a minute, I got
to
be really on my,
Yeah.
So I get it.
And then they get into, while on a driving test, sitting next to your instructor, whoever rates you.
Yes. Who's always got a little terrible tie and a little clipboard.
Falling asleep at a stoplight.
Take a couple to calm down.
Huh? Yeah, a couple of drinks and a few lines.
You passed out at a traffic light during one of your tests. You know, if you had only just videotaped all of your driving tests, it would be probably the most successful thing.
There was two, okay. The guy didn't get in the fucking car with me.
All right. So on two different occasions, driving instructor said no.
How can you blame him?
Right? No, I'm not getting
Hell
in the
no.
car with
not
you.
Not with that dude.
No.
Not happening.
How great is that? I've never heard of someone refusing to get in a car.
I love it.
That's fantastic.
And those are daredevils, man. You've got to be insane to take that job.
Yes.
The driving test guy has to be in the car with you in order to pass, and he wouldn't get in the car with you.
He says, I'm Mr.
I like to call you Mr. Osbourne.
Mr. Osbourne, I'm like fucking falling through the hedge.
I guess you didn't take it that seriously.
No.
So when you eventually passed, you showed up sober.
That's what sobriety brought me.
Driver's license. Do you drive around now?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
And there's no problem.
Not very far.
Yeah.
I mean, I got my assistant Tony. He goes, Ozzy, you're going to be close to the wall.
Do you seem to know how to drive? I mean,
I was driving illegally for years.
You were.
But do you drive both in the States and in England?
Yeah.
So you can figure out the right and the left every time you...
No.
Right and left is tough. Even for the most experienced driver.
Oh my God, that is awesome. Can you imagine? He's driving illegally. You pull this car over.
Years.
Yeah, and it's Ozzy behind the wheel.
I mean, can you give him a ticket? I don't think
Hell
you can.
No, man. You get an autograph.
Illegal. He failed 19 times. I mean, think about that. Think about going the 7th and 8th and 10th and 12th and 14th times. You have to be getting frustrated.
Show it! Let's go again! We'll give it another go!
He probably went twice in the same day. I would assume he tried.
I don't think you can.
That's true.
Give it a go. But, I mean, if he actually tried it and got in the car 19 times, that's some time.
All right, how many times did you fail your driving test?
Yeah. And what happened?
Yeah. And why? Because we've done this topic before, and people will get in an accident.
Right.
While they have the instructor in there.
Oh, my God. Yes, of course. That's what I'm saying. You got to be crazy to take that job. Yeah, you got to have a death wish.
Agreed. And you should at least get a helmet.
Yeah. You know what and I mean? A medal.
And like a roll bar. And just a whole bunch of stuff to protect you. Yes. I can't understand having that job.
No.
But you failed how many times and why? The more times and the more hilarious reasons, the better. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
Should I say how much I was enjoying hearing Howard Stern?
No.
I love that.
I mean, yeah,
man.
Sure.
I was on that same station with him for a minute, and it was just, I would, every morning, I'd have to listen.
Yeah. Also, don't you get the feeling you could talk to Ozzy for the rest of your life
yes.
and be entertained?
Yes.
That guy has stories for
yes.
years.
The stories.
So we're talking about you failed your driving test. How many times and why?
Yeah, let's first set the standard. All I'm right. a model American. And I was 15 and a half, legally driving motorcycle.
Right.
And then I got my driver's education and passed it first time and bam, zoom.
That's it? That's your story?
Yeah, you know, I'm setting the standard.
All right, get the hell out.
Thank you for calling question mark? I don't think so.
KLOS, hello.
He's showing off.
Hi, we're looking for people who failed their driving test. Did you?
Nope.
Okay, thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
It's a bunch of do-gooders. They're doing well out there.
KLOS.
Hello.
Yo, this is Billy. I failed the driving test 12 times in a row.
I did not think we would find somebody who failed it a full dozen times for the same reason every time.
No, it's always a different reason. The first time they thought I was somebody else who had a warrant for their arrest in three states. Somebody who was, by the way, somebody who was 11 years older than I was. I was just too nervous after that.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I can see that.
Yeah,
I can see that. Yeah. That makes sense. All right, 12 times.
12 times. Well done. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. You failed your driver's test. How many times?
We were talking about Ozzy Osbourne, who did an interview with Howard Stern on Sirius XM, and he was talking about how he failed his driving test 19 times.
19?
Because he showed up high every time. And he fell asleep at the wheel once,
sure.
Twice. The guy wouldn't get in the car with him, which you can imagine. So how many times did you fail your test and why?
So this was when I was 16 years old, my first time taking the driver's test. The DMV was in a shopping center, so you pulled out a driveway, and we drove on a street that went across three unmarked intersections that were T intersections, and we were at the top of the T.
Wow.
Little did I know until later on that if you drove through an unmarked intersection at more than 15 miles an hour, it was an automatic fail for the driver's test.
I didn't know that. Wait, say that again?
I went through... No, they've changed the law now. The top of the T has the right-of-way because that's the through street. The one coming up to it has...
Oh, gotcha.
Back then.
Back then, it was the unmarked intersection, so I rode through three of them right in a row, and I had already failed the driving test practically right out the door, and he had me go through the root stuff, and then he says, you already failed your driver's test. I said, you know why? And I said, no. And he says, well, back there where we first started, you drove through three unmarked intersections. I think I was probably doing 25. And it was ridiculous. But
he's just screwing with you at that point.
Why wouldn't he stop you and say, hey, you already failed?
Yeah.
KLOS, hello?
Yeah, and my story's not about me. It's about my ex-wife.
Okay.
She was here from China, relatively new. She, first off, she got the written test through Chinese Yellow Pages. And then she took the test, the driving test. I don't know how she managed to pass that, but then she took the driving test and she failed it twice. One because she did a left turn in front of somebody, and the other time because she ran a stop sign. And I'm convinced that the third time, I'm convinced she only passed it because they were afraid she was going to come back.
She was driving them crazy?
So, yeah, she finally passed it. And then the next time, she had to do the written test. She failed that a bunch of times, too.
Wow. But maybe that's a way to pass your test. You start scaring them like Ozzy did.
Maybe Ozzy would have passed, but they liked him coming in and driving.
Another possibility.
He could have passed on his 10th effort.
Sheldon! Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Why did you fail your driving test?
We're talking about failing your driving test. We started with Ozzy this hour, who failed his driving test in 2010.
How many times?
19 times.
19!
Because it was possible he was high.
He said something about doing some lines.
KLOS, you failed your test?
I have a commercial license, a motorcycle license, and a car license.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to get them renewed. And it said on the form, you have to take all the written tests. So I'm going, I'm set up to fail because the semi test is impossible to pass. So I go in there, and with this COVID going on, they go, oh, we're not doing tests. So they gave me all my endorsements till 2026.
Wow. Hey, that's pretty cool.
I scored.
Even though if you forget everything, you can still drive because of COVID. I don't have a problem with that, really.
No, it sounds great. Yeah. Sounds safe.
Yeah, so they gave me a license for another 5 years. I'm going, all right.
Right on COVID! Woo!
No one said that.
Dude, thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Over the span of 4 years, I failed my commercial driving test 8 times.
Why did it take you 4 years?
And this is Santa Monica!
Guy who used to prank us all the time at the other station. I love him.
No, it's lovely of him to show up again.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hi there.
I've been listening to you since we've been Marist how many years now, right?
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
I failed twice.
You failed twice? That's not terrible.
No, but why? What happened?
But the first time it was my car's fault.
It was your car's fault? How?
It was my car's fault. It was a 69 Volkswagen Bug, you know.
Sure. I had one. I had exactly a 69. Yeah. A red one. For years.
Right? Piece of crap.
Yep.
So, the horn didn't work. The horn would beep every time you went around a corner.
Oh.
There was a short in the steering wheel.
Right.
In the steering, like a steering column.
Right.
And so my dad, being the engineering wizard that he was, he put in a horn button off to the side.
Right.
But when I first went to get the test, it failed because it honked around the corner.
That's lame. That's lame.
It's also hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, like, they got to take into account what kind of car you're driving and just get off you on that. How did you... I mean, if you can make a 69 Bug continue down the road, you should get not only a license, a medal.
Agreed.
A certificate.
I got your points for getting out and pushing it.
Yeah, I was really good at that, too. All right, thank you for calling. Thanks.
Thanks. KLOS, hello.
Hey,
you failed your test, your driving test?
Well, no, actually, it's the other way around. I failed my written test 3 times, but then when I did my driving test, I got 100%. But the funny thing was I was high as a kite, and my eyes were beet red.
Really? So anybody that knew to look for that could have seen it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, even my daughter said, Dad, you're high in this picture. I said, yeah, no, give it to me.
Wow.
I'm thinking Grace and Frankie, because Frankie had to go and get high to actually pass her test on that show. I loved that. That was very funny.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Dude, thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS. Why? Why did you fail your driver's test so many times? I got a bone to pick with that guy, Mr. Flowers, Brandon Flowers of the Killers. Stole my band name.
I'm sorry? Oh, the Killers?
Yeah, when I was like 10, I had a band, and it was called The Killers.
Were you good?
No, we sucked.
What did you play or do?
I actually had spoons, and I would hit a shoebox, and that was my drum kit.
So you're the drummer.
And then the other kid was like going, yeah.
There's only two of you?
Yeah, we sucked. But we were the Killers, man.
So you should sue.
Bastard comes along.
Because of all those hits you put out.
Yes. Yeah, hit after hit after hit after hit, man.
All right. We are talking about, we started the hour talking about Ozzy failing his driving test 19 times. And we're asking you failed your driving test and why?
It wasn't me. It was my Nona, God rest her soul, in Nevada.
Okay.
She was like 70, and I took her, and she's doing the vision test, and she's like, see. 7, 5, and I'm behind her giving the, like, don't do it, don't pass her. And I said, no, they only have letters. And she kept going, 2, and they passed.
What, they passed her?
They passed her in Nevada. She literally came through Ellis Island one of the last years on the boat from Italy.
Wow.
My grandpa met her there when he was...
Let's get back to taking... So... You were behind her, shaking your head no, like, please don't.
Yeah.
And swiping my hand through the throat, like, no, no,
oh,
no.
My God.
Wow. Maybe they thought you were saying you were going to kill them if they didn't pass your gram.
Maybe you were threatening them.
You better pass my gram.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I see a snake. Okay, you pass. Awesome. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You failed your driving test?
Oh, big time, big time. So I failed the permit test, and the lady was so nice that she let me copy the answers, and then I got it all right on the second time. And then when I did the driving test, I pulled out of the DMV, and right when I turned on to the main street, I cut a person off. And the guy was like, oh, turn around. I'm like, why, what's going on? This isn't the route my brother showed me with the routers for driving.
Right.
And he's like, no, you failed. So I'm like, oh, damn, okay. And then when I had to do it again, I don't know how long, 6 months later or whatever, I failed, but the guy wrote me off saying I passed. I missed it by like a couple points, so he gave me a little...
Wow. What the hell?
People must love you, man. Why are you so damn cool and lovable?
You shouldn't be driving for six different reasons.
And more, and more.
Congrats? Question mark.
Thank you. I think. Thank you.
We've been talking about you failed your driver's test and why. You have a story like that?
I drove for 30 years without a driver's license.
Excellent.
And then to get my license back, I had to go to this special place in San Bernardino. They approved me. And as I walked out, they go, do you want to take the test now, the written test? And so I took the test. My wife discouraged me, but I did it anyways. And in 5 minutes, I got 100%. And I've never had a driving test, by the way.
Yeah, you know, really, most of those, the written test is kind of common sense, really, for the most part. But why were you driving so long without a license? Illegally, sir!
Illegally.
Why?
Because in the 90s, I had an accident, and then I went to the county, and I was on this medication, so they took away my driver's license.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
And you're like, yeah, to hell with that, I'm driving.
Yeah.
Well, me and my meds are driving, right?
And oftentimes, I drive 100 miles an hour or more.
Excellent. Excellent. That's good news.
KLOS listener of the year. Hello, KLOS. Tell us about failing your driver's test. How many times?
I failed twice. I'm so embarrassed.
Excellent. Let's hear it.
I failed once for not looking over my shoulder getting into a left turn lane because there was one of those center divider turn lane things going
right,
in the middle.
Right.
And then I failed again for not slowing to 15 miles an hour in an unregulated intersection in a neighborhood.
That's so interesting that that's been the second call on that.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know that law.
Well, neither did I. I didn't
I
know
that
at all.
In the rule book.
I would go through that like 40.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, totally.
Wow, all right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, you guys still doing the failed driving test?
Yes, sir.
I failed it once. I should have failed it twice, and I failed the written twice.
Why should you have failed it the second time?
Because it's supposed to go on for a certain amount of time, and apparently the driving instructor thought I've already failed. So, like, after, like, 4 minutes, he's like, okay, that's enough. You can head back to the DMV. Then we're sitting there. He's tallying up all the points. I'm like, and he's like, looks at me, he's like, huh, well, I guess you passed. I thought you failed already, so I had to head back early.
Oh, nice.
Really? So he was just loosely keeping count in his head and just figured that was it.
Yeah, he looked very agitated already.
I bet, how many accidents has he been in? He's probably bashed his head against a windshield so many times.
Can't be a fun job.
No.
No.
Hey, we should hear from you if you do that job. Let's hear from you.
Yeah, no kidding.
818-955-KLOS. We didn't hear from any actual driver instructors.
Oh, I can't imagine.
They're all like in ICU.
What an awful job.
Yeah, man, how do you do it?
A woman allegedly tried to buy a baby from a customer shopping at a Walmart in Texas.
You brought in an odd story or two over the past year, but this is definitely one of the weirder ones.
In January, a woman named Rebecca Taylor approached another woman at a Walmart self-checkout aisle, and the other woman had a baby in a stroller.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman said, I'll give you $250,000.
For the baby?
Yes, to buy the baby.
You know, I mean,
first of all, that's a crazy thing to say to a parent.
Yeah, exactly.
Second of all, it's a pretty good offer.
It's a great offer.
It's a lot of
quality money. Yeah.
You would never take it as a parent, but...
Or would you? No, but so, I mean, even as a joke, like to a friend, I don't think even I would really...
No, of course not.
...push very hard to say, hey, I'll give you $250,000 for your brat.
So she was afraid.
But let alone a stranger.
She was afraid, so she waited until the woman left and went out of the
apartment.
Sure. And then she left with her baby.
Right.
And the woman was waiting for her outside.
Of course she was. With a hell of a lot of cash.
And she began shouting and raised the offer to $500,000.
There's got to be a better way to make it happen if you're really out to buy something.
And if you have that much money for real?
You stumble into a Walmart and start throwing out numbers at people.
You must be kids. You have to be crazy.
You're out of your head.
Because if you have money, you know you can, I mean, buy a baby. It's an awful thing to say, but you certainly can for less than $500,000.
Legally, yeah.
It's crazy.
Let alone that, yeah.
She said, once she raised her bid to $500,000, uh-huh. she said, I'm going to take your baby either way.
Oh, of course. So, well, there's where it comes down to. Good. So clearly she was right to be afraid.
Correct, yes. And then she called the police, and right. they arrested Taylor, and she was she is facing charges related to the, and I didn't know this was a thing, sale or purchase of a child.
Illegal these days, huh?
A third-degree felony.
Well, I thought this was America.
And if convicted, faces up to 10 years in jail.
Wow. There you go.
So I was just thinking about customers for the most part. Yeah, customers are crazy.
People wander into your place of business and have the weirdest things that they think, oh, this should be fine.
Yeah, and this was another customer in this particular case. But I'm thinking about the people that work at stores, whether it be retail, grocery store, any place you work where you have customers. There have to be crazy customers. What? Once a week?
Two questions. You ever watch Superstore?
Occasionally, yes.
Okay, that is just nails it. I mean, of course, it's a little exaggerated for television, but it nails.
But not much.
Did you ever work retail?
I did not. No.
Oh, my God. I worked at video stores and record stores.
I think I would have been fired immediately.
I had a really bad attitude. I was really nice to the cool people. They were, like, chill and had, you know, just whatever.
What percentage of the people, especially these days, are chill people?
Well, this was the 80s, so, long-ass time ago. But those jerks, man, I found ways to be so awful to them. Did like, I knew what kind of movies they were going to want. I'd hide them. I wouldn't, like, if they came in. I'd be like, oh, they're all out. Sorry.
Sorry about
Go
that.
Go to hell.
All right. So you had to deal with customers. Maybe you're a waiter or waitress.
Something crazy you saw.
You worked at retail.
Yeah.
Customers are crazy. That's what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
One of my favorite new songs from last year. We threw on Foo Fighters' Making a Fire and Nice and Exploded. Another one, favorite artist, A'Ron Jones. I love that dude. You love that supercharged song we've been playing? So good. He's going to be hanging out with Heidi and Frank tomorrow morning. He's going to be here between 9 and 10 for Stay or Go and New Music Friday, and then he's going to hang out with Marcy for a while as well. So
fantastic.
A'Ron Jones here in the studio tomorrow. That's awesome.
We are talking about people who have to deal with customers, and you work at a coffee shop. Has it been rough?
Oh, man, it's been wild lately, especially because we've been having a lot of food shortages. Mm-hmm. I had a crazy customer today come in and say and ask for a bagel with cream cheese, and we're out of bagels, and she threw an entire fit, and she just said, how can you not have bagels? And
how do you not understand that happens? God, why do you so... Wow.
Also, how do you think that's going to help?
Right.
By berating somebody. Oh, you know what? We really do have bagels. I'm sorry.
Maybe it's because of people like me that used to hide the movies that I wouldn't give them to customers.
The next customer comes in and you give them a bagel.
Well, I'm really sorry that she gave you crap. She is a jerk, and you sound like really nice, and she can F off.
Yeah, I mean, she did call me a B word and yeah, it was bad.
Well, I won't say that I hope she chokes on a bagel, but I hope she chokes on a bagel.
You just said you weren't going to say
that's right, I wasn't going to. I forgot. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
So I work for a bank, and they turned their lobby into the comfort zone. Well, a customer got a little too comfortable in there and was playing with himself.
Oh, no!
Maybe it's just because he was around all that cash.
No!
It was just terribly exciting.
It was
How far did he get before you shut him down?
Well, he was pretty hard, let's put it that way.
How did you approach him? What did you say?
Well, one of my employees walked up, she was a woman, and she just started screaming. Like, oh, God! So I ran over there, and I'm like, sir, this is a comfort zone, but you can't get that comfortable.
Did you really say that?
I really said that, and they wouldn't leave. We ended up having to call the police.
Wow. Well, all right, I'll be over to your bank very soon. I want to make myself very happy.
He doesn't need more of these people.
I won't be making a withdrawal.
But a deposit.
Possible deposit, yes. All right. Thanks for calling.
We're talking about dealing with customers.
It's an art form, really.
I bet.
I've been in the restaurant business for like 40 years almost.
Wow. You've been doing what? I'm sorry. What is it?
The restaurant business.
Oh, okay.
For
wow.
Holiday season. This is about maybe, I want to say, 10 years ago. The joint is packed. I mean, you didn't even have a place to sit down. People didn't mind eating, standing up. Mexican food restaurant. Everybody's having a good time. And this one guy comes in, total jerk. From the moment he walked in, I'm a pretty good judge of character.
Mm-hmm.
And I just saw him and I go, this guy's going to be trouble. And he was just all screw-faced, upset. I told him, hey, you know what? We're really busy right now. Minimum waiting time's about maybe 25 minutes. Fine. Give me a carnitas plate.
Really?
This is lean fried pork, right? It's flash fried pork, refried beans, rice, the works, right? Hot cheese on your beans. The guy waits 10 minutes, and he's already banging on the counter. Where the hell's my food? Blah, 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 and all this stuff, you know? I'm the general manager there, young general manager. I walk over and go, sir, just give me a few moments. The place is really busy. People are wearing their, you know, Santa Claus hats and stuff, you know?
Right.
Everybody's having a good time except for him. Finally, his plate comes out. When it comes out, he looks at it. What does he do? He grabs a plate, and because he knows it's a ceramic plate, it's piping hot, he chucks it at me, and it hits me right between, like, my Adam's apple on my chest.
Oh, wow. My God.
And he goes, shove it up your...
Wow.
Son of a bitch, and just goes off on me. And I'm there, and I lift up my shirt to keep the... I don't know if you ever had a refried bean burn before.
I've not, no.
It's like hot tar, man.
Yeah, oh, I would imagine. Wow.
I go storming out, and the whole restaurant goes silent, and they just look at me, and I pull up my shirt just so it's not touching my skin, and I give off the scream. I go, yeah! And I throw off my shirt, and I go running back into the walk-in, past the walk-in into the freezer, and I'm just standing there shivering like a chicken with no feathers.
Oh, my God.
But wow.
I would have wanted to punch him.
Yeah.
I was going to, you know, I could have, but when I came back, everybody was like, so like, hey, man, you know what? You did a good job.
Right. No, yeah. No, that's...
No, you did. Listen, I would get fired, but you did a good job.
Yeah. Wow, that sucks. Yeah. That is horrible, man.
Yeah.
It sucked, man, and I never forgot his face, and I never saw him again. I don't even...
Good.
From He's lucky you didn't see him again, I would think.
Yeah, no kidding.
Dude, thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS. Dealing with customers.
We're talking about having to deal with customers.
How do you do it?
You were looking for a driving instructor, I think, earlier.
Oh, are you a driving instructor?
I was.
How was it doing that? Talk about dealing with customers. I mean, what was it?
I had a teenage driver, and she was pretty bad, and I closed my eyes and dozed off, and then I woke up, and we were driving towards oncoming traffic, and I grabbed the wheel and pulled us over.
Oh, my God.
Wait, why did you doze off?
Because she was very frustrated, wasn't listening to me.
So you just got bored and decided to check out. That seems dangerous.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so but if you hadn't woke up right at that moment, you wouldn't be making this phone call right now.
You're an awful driving instructor.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for calling. Hi, KLOS, you deal with customers?
Hi. I was a hairstylist for 8 years, and I had to deal with my share of horrible customers, but the worst was this guy that used to request me, and fortunately this happened on my day off, but I was the assistant manager, so they called me and they said that he tried to give a dildo as a gift to one of the
I'm sorry.
Wait,
as payment or as a gift?
No, just as a gift. Like, he had given me other gifts in the past, but nothing like that. And I guess he was going to give it to me, but I wasn't there. So
thank God you weren't there.
Yeah.
Although, was it a good dildo?
Was it a Steely Dan?
They didn't accept it. They obviously told me how to leave. Never come back.
Yeah. Wow. People just kind of don't know where that line is, man.
Wow, that's insane. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Lily, I'll never bring you a dildo, I promise. Lily does my hair. Look at how fabulous it is.
Yeah, it is great. I'm just worried about the person we just went to on the phone line.
Oh, hi. Sorry, talking about, hi, KLOS. Who's this? Hello?
Hi there.
They hung up.
Of course they hung up. You're talking about dildos.
What's a big deal?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Talk to me, freaky.
Florida is hilarious.
True fact.
We had a story about a man with syringes and fentanyl, and he told the cops that he was using it to go fishing.
I believe his story.
Which they believed, I'm sure, as well. Ozzy Osbourne failed his driving test 19 times.
19! Ozzy for the win, man.
That's fantastic.
That is.
And we were talking about dealing with customers, and someone called from a bank and said he had to deal with someone who got naked. And a woman called who worked at a hair salon, and on her day off, thank God, one of her customers brought her a dildo.
So the lesson here is don't have a job. Stop working.
I think that's it.
Everybody stop working.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to stop working. Go home and pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. I love it when Eddie Vedder rocks.
Yeah, he really definitely knows how to kick it up a notch. That is new stuff from Eddie Vedder, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Brother the Cloud.
I'm sorry, what's the name?
Brother the Cloud.
Brother the Cloud.
Is the name of that song. Not Clown.
Cloud.
People are going to be going on requesting Brother the Clown. It's from his Earthling album. It's going to be out February 11th. And 6 days later, on the 17th, he's planning on being here in Los Angeles at the YouTube Theater. New stuff from Eddie! 95.5 KLOS. Birthdays O-Rama on this day in rock. In 1951, two of them. Brian Downey from Thin Lizzy, the drummer, born in Ireland. Seth Justman from Jay Giles' band, was born in Washington, D.C., went on to play keyboards for them. In 1944, Pink Floyd, drummer Nick Mason, born in Birmingham, England, and Mike Patton from Faith No More. 1968 on this day in rock. David Bowie arrived on these shores for his first time ever on this day in rock in 1971. However, he wasn't allowed to play the U.S. at that moment in time because he didn't have his work permit restrictions sorted out yet. Bruce Springsteen was having a busy day in 1985. On this day in rock, he wrapped up the first leg of his Born in the USA tour with a show in Syracuse, New York. Then he flew out here to Los Angeles, rented himself a car, and drove over to A&M Recording Studios, where he took part in the We Are the World sessions.